My name is Aaron Hawkins. I'm a scientist in cellulosic bioethanol development at Novozymes. And I came to FEW to give a talk about some of our innovation on cellulases for corn fiber and also enzymatic solutions for biodiesel production.
All right. Well, Aaron, I sat in on your presentation. And so I'd like to go through them a little bit at a time. You started with specifically with corn ethanol and some of the products you have there. So tell me about that.
Well, in particular, I was talking about some of the applications for cellulases within the first-generation industry for starch and fiber. So we've been doing a lot of research and development over the past 10 years on enzymes for biomass conversion, and we really feel that we have a lot of valuable innovation and knowledge from that process that can bring significant value to corn ethanol producers in the first-gen industry. So that includes, using cellulases in the starch industry, such as our Spirazyme product line, which gives a fiber-degrading glucoamylase and thus releases more starch than other glucoamylases. And it's also looking closely at how cellulases can be used for the generation of cellulosic ethanol from corn fiber.
And we're here when we're talking about ethanol, but when we talk about advanced biofuels, biodiesel is in that category. And you talked about a product you have in the biodiesel area.
Yeah, so biodiesel will qualify for a D4 RIN, and so it is an advanced biofuel and certainly gives an additional premium. And our new enzymatic product that we launched this year is called Aversa, which is the first enzymatic product or process for the production of biodiesel. And one of the major advantages of it is that it can utilize any feedstock with any free fatty acid composition. So distiller's corn oil, which has between 10 to 12% free fatty acid content, was previously unavailable for use as a biodiesel feedstock. But now with this enzymatic product, it opens new opportunities for corn refiners and corn ethanol producers to utilize the distiller's corn oil and upgrade it on-site into biodiesel.
As a scientist, how excited are you about developing new products like that and new ways to help increase our production of renewable fuel?
I think it's very exciting because I think that the entire renewable fuel industry is really growing in maturity. We started several decades ago by only utilizing the starch as a way to make ethanol. And eventually people began to realize that there were these other co-products that could be produced, the DDGs. And now recently we've been separating out corn oil. And I think we're really moving closer and closer to a complete biorefinery concept in which some type of biomaterial, whether it's a grain or a biomass substrate, comes into the plant, is completely broken down into its constituent parts, and then tailor-made into whatever kinds of fuels or chemicals are needed. And I think that is a very, very sophisticated concept. I think it requires a lot of different moving parts on the enzyme and the biological sort of production host level. And I also think that that it requires a lot of sort of advanced technology in terms of the process, the mechanical process technology itself. So it is a slow process that has really been developing over several decades, but it represents, I think, a very, very exciting movement towards a truly green and renewable industry.
Well, thank you very much, Aaron. Here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.